Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline on WBAL News Radio 1090. And right now, let's bring on a special guest to talk about an interesting topic in a couple of different ways. But let's bring on Jim Duquette, former baseball executive and now radio host at MLB Radio Network. Jim, how are you?
How are you, Brett? How's it going?
It's going well. Now, in all your years of being a baseball executive, scout, working your way up through the ranks, Cuba, what was kind of the situation? I know a lot of players, I mean, untouchable until they hit the international open market, right?
Yeah, I've had a couple of experiences with it, but they were all guys that left Cuba. You know, a lot of them were they defected either, you know, they were playing in international competition, they defected from Cuba, they're playing a raft, you know, and that's really the history of a lot of these Cuban players. They've put their lives, their families in danger, coming over the sea, you know, coming over in a lot of times a raft or doing just terrible, terrible conditions, and have, you know, put a lot of things at risk. A lot of times they leave the country, they leave their entire families behind, and they're usually subject to a lot of abuse, both political and otherwise.
For example, in 1995 or 6, in the mid-90s, did you know who LeVon and El Duque Hernandez were coming up through baseball? Like a couple, I guess LeVon was MVP of the 1997 World Series. Did you know, did everyone in baseball know who he was in the middle 90s?
Well, they knew him, like when they came over, and we used to have to go send our scouts, or we would go ourselves to wherever they defected to. So I believe LeVon Hernandez was in the Dominican Republic. He was pitching in winter ball. So we would go down and see him, you know, and you'd get a look and say, geez, all right, this is our evaluation of him. You never really knew what those guys were going to be just because a lot of times they weren't in the greatest shape. You know, they were out of shape, not a playing condition, and they were pitching themselves into it. And so, you know, then, of course, they end up signing both of them. And, you know, it's really almost historical the way they did pitch, helping their teams, you know, get to the World Series, win a World Series on both sides. But, you know, El Duque stuck around forever. I think LeVon, you know, because of his poor work habits, probably flamed out a little bit sooner than El Duque.
Yeah, that is true. But I guess my question is, were people aware? I mean, everyone's always talked about the talent of baseball on the island. We don't really know how deep the talent goes. We've seen people defect. The Orioles currently have two players in their system that I know they're very high on, Daryl Alvarez, who may actually be an impact player in 2015. Henry Urrutia is on the 40-man roster. There are defectors throughout the game right now, and that's been the case for a long, long time. I guess it's almost a myth how good the talent is or could be on the island.
Yeah, you know, and that's a good point. You know, I think what happened was there are more and more international competitions where you can see the Cuban team play. A lot of times they were off limits, and players were unwilling because the money wasn't that great for them to defect. But as the money started to get a little bit better in the early 90s, mid-90s, and these guys started coming over, and then we started realizing as executives how good they really were, we started scouting them a little bit more, right? We didn't think we thought they were off limits for a long, long time
right.
when we play against them in the Olympics. So I think that was it. You say, okay, well, we better start scouting these guys in case they do defect. And that's how we started to hear, you know, Jose Contreras,
and,
you know,
yeah.
some of the other later guys that came out.
We saw, I mean, Jose Abreu won Rookie of the Year this year in the American League. I don't know if there are more Jose Abreus behind him. Clearly, the higher-end talented players have more incentive for the bigger risk to get to America, to find another country where they can create a residence and then eventually find their ways to the major leagues. So we really don't know when, you know, Dan Duquette brings in Henry Urrutia, you know, he's quoting stats from the Cuban Baseball League, but what does that even mean, you know?
Right, right. And that's the hard part about it is, you know, sometimes, you know, we know that league is competitive. We've seen some good players coming out of there, but it's still not, you know, it's still not the minor league, still not the major leagues. You never really know for sure. But they do have talent coming out of there. The one thing about Urrutia, you know, and you mentioned Alvarez and some of these guys who maybe signed for under $1 million, you know, they're a little bit of a risk, a little bit of a gamble in the sense that you're kind of, it's low risk and you're hoping for high reward. But you know, you're not quite sure. Like Abreu, when people saw Abreu, they knew he was going to be a big league. You know, maybe not superstar right out of the bat, but they knew he's going to be a good player. Same thing with Yoenis Cespedes, and even the last, this last guy that came out that the Diamondbacks signed,
right,
Manny Tomas, right? So those are the three kind of big guns that have come out here recently. With Urrutia and Alvarez, you really aren't sure. You're hoping they will. You're hoping they develop into that kind of everyday player.
Jim Duquette's with us for another minute here on WBAL News Radio 1090. We really don't know how this is going to play out politically and in the world of foreign policy between the United States and Cuba, but clearly baseball scouts and executives have made it very clear over several decades, if you are talented, we will find you and we'll bring you to the major leagues. If it does completely open up here, do you expect a dozens of major league scouts heading to the island to watch baseball there?
I hope so. I hope that we start to see that day. I think what might happen is the Cuban government certainly doesn't want Major League Baseball to poach their players.
Right, and have no league.
Right, exactly. So they don't want to do that. I think what you might see, Brett, is you would see an agreement that would be in place between Major League Baseball and Cuba, similar to what you have in Japan, where maybe they're free, after 7 years playing in the league, or 6 years or something along those lines. And or you'd get permission, like this most recent shortstop named Moncado, that is a really stud type player. If you go look at him on the internet, this guy can really play. And he got the permission of the Cuban government and the league. You may see, and I think if he signs, he'll kick back some of the signing bonus to them. You may see, some arrangements like that in the near future.
It's interesting. People are going to remember the Cespedeses and the Abreus and the Contreras's and the El Duques of the world. But a lot of other fringe ball players and guys going around a long time from the island, Danny Baez, who you're very familiar with,
sure,
of course, Eli Marrero, who actually had a cup of coffee with Baltimore. So there are guys in recent years, in the last few decades, who maybe weren't all-stars, but certainly contributors who defected and came from Cuba.
And the thing about Baez, you and I both knew Danny when he was here. I signed him to that 3-year deal, and it didn't work out the way we had hoped, but he was still, when he signed with the Orioles, still having problems getting his family,
yep,
out of the country. In fact, he knew that Peter Angelos had a relationship still, with some people, some officials within the Cuban government, because when the Orioles played down there, he knew. And so he was hopeful that Peter or the organization might be able to help secure his family's freedom, and it never worked out. But soon after that, he was able to be reunited with his family.
That's great. If I recall Danny's story correctly, he was playing internationally in Canada and just kind,
yep,
of never went back to the hotel. So
we're
in a kind of a brave new world here. But Jim Duquette, I really do appreciate it. It should be very interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I agree with you, Brett. It should be a lot of fun.
That's Jim Duquette. We'll come back with more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.